The Arctic schooner Bowdoin is approaching its centennial. The ship was built for Captain Donald McMillan in 1921. McMillan, a graduate of Bowdoin College, designed the vessel for voyages into what was then still largely uncharted northern waters. Most recently, the Bowdoin's been used by the Maine Maritime Academy to train students, some of whom have sailed her back above the Arctic Circle. The school's mounting a fundraising drive to keep the Bowdoin working for decades to come. Erwin Gratz has more.
These were the sounds I heard on the schooner Bowdoin 16 years ago when it was part of a tall ship parade in Portland Harbor. They are old sounds, ropes pulling canvas, a metal chain being hauled on deck, the working shouts of bygone generations. What you hear on board the Bowdoin today is very different. The Bowdoin is currently undergoing a major renovation at the Lyman Moore Shipyard in Camden. A crew of professionals are replacing her wooden deck and updating her electronics and plumbing. Back in Castine, Maine Maritime Academy students rebuilt her engine and are working on her masts, rigging, and other gear. The Bowdoin is a double-masted wooden schooner, not the kind of boat you'd think would be at home in ice-choked waters.
I always like to describe Bowdoin, instead of an icebreaker, as an ice wiggler.
That's Eric Jurgensen, a former skipper of the Bowdoin. He says she was designed to negotiate through ice.
Her primary goal was to not get stuck, was to be able to wiggle through and not necessarily break, but find a path through that ice. She's good at that.
McMillan, who had taken to exploring, repeatedly sailed Bowdoin into the Arctic in the 1920s and 30s. Former Captain Andy Chase says their goal was to make the Arctic environment less mysterious.
They did a lot of wildlife studies, ornithology especially. They photographed birds, they sketched birds, they shot birds and brought them back.
McMillan also made early contacts with the Inuit people of the North. And Chase says he made it easier for future sailors to find their way.
Nothing was charted to speak of up there. He was usually operating without charts, or if he had charts at all, they were just a sketch of the outline of the shoreline. So he was doing a lot of the charting that was done up there.
During World War II, the Bowdoin was conscripted by the Navy to sail to Greenland and provide strategic data about the Greenland coastline. After the war, she became more of a display piece than a working boat. During this time, she deteriorated due to age and a lack of upkeep. In the 1980s, she received a new owner and an overhaul that enabled her to join in a parade of sail in New York Harbor for the Statue of Liberty's centennial in 1986. By then, Bowdoin was purchased by Maine Maritime Academy, which uses her to help train cadets in the timeless lessons of sailing vessels. Former Captain Eric Jurgensen.
We take them out of that nice, cozy wheelhouse and stick them out on the deck is what they don't like about it. But the reality is that I can honestly say that having sailed with our students at Maine Maritime for years and years and years, there's not a whole lot of them that don't like it by the end. They begrudgingly will say, yeah, that was a good 2 weeks, I had a good time, and they may never do it again. But hopefully those fundamentals of seamanship have kind of worked their way down and become part of what they are as mariners.
And if her newest captain, Emma Hathaway, has her way, some of those students will take Bowdoin again to the waters the schooner first plied almost a century ago.
The thought of going further north each year is a really cool goal, and I certainly have been doing my own research when it comes to Arctic exploration on board vessels, as you know, that has piqued my interest.
Work at the Lyman Moore shipyard is to be completed by June 1st. Bowdoin will be returned to the water that day and will spend another week in Camden before heading down to Castine. There, students will reinstall the ship's masts and other equipment. It's hoped the Bowdoin will go out on its next training cruise by the end of June. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Erwin Gratz.